The company Wisconsin's hired to create a master list of who can and can't vote is controversial. It has links to the accounting firm which did the books for Enron. Accenture also wrongly took thousands of felons off voter lists in Florida. Florida eventually fired the firm. State workers are creating the voter list instead. Some want Wisconsin to do the same or have a cheaper private firm do it. Wisconsin Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says the $13 million contract with Accenture was the lowest bid for creating a voter registration list.
People are criticizing this without analyzing what it takes. I mean, it's easy to write a letter saying I can create a list of 4 million names, but they haven't sat down with the business requirements of this. This was a competitive bid project, so it's the best cost for the state.
The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign has criticized not only the cost, but how the contract was approved. Elections Director Kennedy says it's his decision, but Mike McCabe from the Democracy Campaign says the entire Elections Board should have signed off on the public contract.
The board never voted to approve the contract once it was signed with Accenture. So the public was kept in the dark all the way along.
Well, the board didn't have to approve it. I mean, that's what they hire an executive director for, to follow the state procurement procedures.
Kennedy says the federal government is helping pay for the voter list it wants. The deadline is 2006. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.